The use of stem cells shows great promise in healing the maladies of human beings, and there's hope as well for other members of the family, the furrier ones. Stem cell trials are now underway for pets, and we're about to talk about one focused specifically on dogs. Animal Cell Therapies is the company that developed the therapy and the trial. The animal clinics taking part include two on the West Coast, one of which is in Oregon, the Westridge Animal Hospital in Klamath Falls. Two guests join us. Amanda Riley is the operations manager at Animal Cell Therapies, or ACT. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Dr. Doug McGinnis is with us as well. He is a vet at the Westridge Animal Hospital. Thanks for joining us, Doug.
Great, and good to be here, Jeff.
Amanda Riley, let's start with you. Tell us a bit about the Animal Cell Therapies and how it got started.
Well, Animal Cell Therapies is a small company that's been around for about 10 years at this point. We are founded by Dr. Kathy Petrucci. She's a veterinarian. And she saw real promise in stem cells for dogs and being able to, you know, treat some of these conditions that dogs have that maybe, you know, we can kind of help with, but maybe not as much as we'd like. And so she opened the company about 9 years ago, and we've been spent a really long time trying to find the best source of stem cells and figuring out, you know, how to get the best cells. And that's brought us to this point where we're in the process of our what's called a pivotal field efficacy study, or a clinical trial that Dr. McGinnis is participating in, to basically prove that the stem cells will work for dogs with arthritis.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that part of it first, though. Where do you get the stem cells from? It's not like they're, I mean, it's just, you can find lots of stem cells from humans, I'm sure, but this is a different story altogether.
Yeah, definitely. So we discovered through our research that umbilical cords were really the best source of the stem cells. They're the youngest adult stem cells, and they come from a source that doesn't have any ethical implications or anything like that. We actually partner with vets who do C-sections on a regular basis. You know, dogs have C-sections just like people for lots of reasons, whether that's, you know, the owner needs to do it for some reason, or the animal's health, or whatever. So when a dog has a C-section, those umbilical cords are usually just thrown in the trash as medical waste. But what we do is we partner with the vets who are doing a lot of those C-sections, and we train them in our system. And when they have a dog come in that qualifies for the program and is having a C-section, they take all those umbilical cords from that litter of puppies, and then they send them to us, and we extract the stem cells and all of that. And then we follow the dog and the mom and the puppies out, make sure everybody remains healthy, do lots of testing, you know, just to make sure that we're getting the safest possible cells.
Doug McGinnis, tell us a bit about the Westridge Animal Hospital and how you found out about the study.
Sure. So basically, I was fortunate to run into Animal Cell Therapies a few years ago when we were looking for a dog that we had that had prior surgery with some elbow surgery for arthritis. And the dog did okay for a few months after surgery, but was in quite a bit of pain. And during the pilot project of this, we were able to get some stem cells that were from Animal Cell Therapies to use on that dog. And we saw some remarkable results. The owner was completely happy with how the dog was doing. They were able to take him off of all of their medications and has continued to do well at this point. And so we then got involved with them when we heard about the clinical trial they're doing, and we were excited about it. Our clients are excited about it. We've had a great response locally here, and so it's something that Klamath Falls, Oregon can get involved with and be pivotal in the future of stem cell therapy.
So in that pilot program, the dog actually had a lot less pain?
Yes, definitely. The dog was on two different pain medications to control the pain and wasn't able to really jump around, get around like he normally does. It was a Labrador. They're very, very active. The family was very active, did a lot of hiking, and the dog was just tired, wouldn't complete the walks and the hikes that the owners had wanted to go on. And so they came in, and I was like, well, let's do stem cell therapy on the dog. And they were really intrigued with it. We had been doing a different protocol prior to that, where we were harvesting stem cells from fat tissue. And as Amanda has pointed out, when you harvest stem cells, as a dog ages, those cells also age. And by getting the umbilical cord stem cells, those are adult cells that are at their infancy, and the potency of those are very good and definitely helped out this dog.
So, Amanda, the idea behind any stem cell therapy is that the stem cells are going to grow into the kinds of cells that the body needs for the repair and the growth?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. We're talking to Amanda Riley at Animal Cell Therapies. She's the operations manager there, about a stem cell clinical trial involving West Ridge Animal Hospital in Klamath Falls, where Dr. Doug McGinnis is working. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Many questions you may have about stem cell therapies generally and about on dogs in particular. 800-838-3760 to join by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So did you say pivotal field efficacy study? Is that the full name for a clinical trial?
Yeah, so you know, people might be familiar with the human drug development pipeline. You've heard things like a phase 3 clinical trial, which is right before the end. The animal side doesn't quite follow the same format, but what we're doing is basically equivalent to a human phase 3 trial.
So how many different places are involved, and what is the involvement? What's going on at each of these clinics like West Ridge?
Yeah, we've got 20. I just brought on a 25th clinic. So we've got 25 clinics all over the United States. As you mentioned in the beginning of the show, two on the West Coast. We've got West Ridge, and then we've got one down in Anaheim, California. And basically, these clinics recruit dogs who they think might qualify for the study. They bring them in and do a full workup at our expense to see if the dog does meet the study criteria. And then from that point, if the dog is eligible, then the dog will get an injection of stem cells into one or two joints. And then we follow them out for about 6 months. There's three office visits after the initial injection. We follow them for 6 months and record owner responses and questionnaires and vet observations and, you know, basically collect a lot of data so that we can show whether or not the product is working.
So, Doug McGinnis, at your end, what are the instructions to you about what to look for, what kinds of dogs to offer into the study, that sort of thing?
Sure, and we do have quite a bit of documentation that is done with each dog, and for good reason. We want to make sure that these dogs are responding well, and it is also, if it hasn't been mentioned, this is also a double-blinded placebo trial. I like to call it a triple-blinded because the owner, myself, and the dog don't know if they actually received the stem cell or the placebo group. So we're following them all the same. And that way, there's no prejudice to the results and knowing if they've gotten the placebo or the stem cell injection. I might add that at the end of the trial, which is 1 year from the date of injection, then we will find out which dogs receive stem cells and which dogs receive the placebo injection. At the end of that time, if they happen to have received the placebo injection, then they will be receiving a free stem cell injection courtesy of Animal Cell Therapies.
So once the trial's over, everybody gets it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so in for your own purposes, though, I mean, is there any sort of pre-sorting, even if it only takes place in your mind? Like, I, you know, judging by what I'm seeing, I think these dogs got the stem cells and these got the placebo?
Yes. So there is a pre-screening procedure with a questionnaire that the owner fills out. And then we do go over that, and our staff goes over that with the owners to screen out any possible deficiencies, if you will, for the dog as a candidate for stem cell injection. Oftentimes, and we have run into this quite frequently, where the owners feel their dog's in pain, but that pain may not be coming from a joint that's involved. And the joints that we are able to inject are the hip, the knee, the shoulder, and the elbow. Some of the dogs that may have perceived hip pain may actually have referred pain back from their back, so they could have back pain. And we just had a dog yesterday where it was certainly lame in the hind quarters, both hind legs. Owner kind of felt like it was coming from the knees or hip area, and knees and hips looked fabulous on the radiographs, but their back was certainly filled with spondylosis, or a condition of arthritis in the back.
Ah, okay. Is it generally an arthritis set of cases we're talking about here?
Yes, these are all arthritis cases, and again, arthritis of the hip, knee, elbow, or shoulder. And the dogs must have two or less joints involved. If they have three joints or more with pain or arthritis, I should say, then they are disqualified. The reason for that is we want to be able to know that these dogs are actually improving with the stem cell therapy. And when there's too many joints, it just becomes too hard to differentiate where that pain's coming from.
So, and for you, Doug, was there any additional training required? I mean, it sounds like you're giving an injection, which I'm sure you've done jillions of times now.
Well, I myself cannot do the injections because it is, again, a blinded study. So I'm the evaluator, an investigator for the study here. And each facility has similar job titles, if you will, for people. So there's a different veterinarian that actually comes in and does our injections. And then that way I'm not present when those injections are done. And, again, I can't prejudice the results that way.
Oh, wow. So all you know if there's been an injection. You just don't
Correct.
Know. You have no idea
what. That is exactly right.
Okay. So, Amanda Riley, are there specific breeds you're focusing on? I mean, how wide or narrow is the focus on kinds of dogs and kinds of conditions?
Yeah, the great thing about this product is that it's a universal donor product. So we can give it to literally any dog. And, you know, yes, of course, those larger breeds, those working breeds, you know, you tend to get arthritis, but there's no breed restrictions on the trial because we don't, you know, we want to show that this can work for any dog. I mean, we've got Chihuahuas, Jack Russell Terriers, Dachshunds, you know, on up to Great Danes and Great Pyrenees and huge dogs. So we've caught a little bit of everything in this study.
Is there any issue of rejection ever with foreign matter coming into a dog's body?
We have not ever seen an immune or rejection reaction. You know, one of the purposes of this study is to monitor for safety. You know, any adverse event, anything that happens after that dog gets the injection, we record to, you know, so we can say what are the risks. But we've treated between our pilot studies and this study, we've treated probably close to 650 dogs with this product. We've never had an immune or rejection reaction.
And you mentioned you know, this is not quite like human trials with the many layers of it, but I mean, from what you've seen so far with the use of the product, does it appear that it's doing what you intended it to do?
Well, so we are actually blinded as well.
Ah. It's a quadruple blind.
It really is. You know, basically, that's an FDA requirement. And basically, they want to make sure that those of us who are running the study don't have the ability to look at data and make some tweaks to the criteria that will bias the study in our favor. So we are blinded as well. But I will say on our pilot studies, we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study on elbows at the University of Florida that finished up last year. And we did have statistically significant improvement in the test group dogs. So, and we've treated, you know, our own dogs on pilot studies, or, you know, our family members' dogs have joined the pilot studies. And we've seen for ourselves the effect of this that this product has, and it's pretty remarkable.
Doug McGinnis at Westridge Animal Hospital, what do the dog owners have to do other than bring the dog in for all the visits?
Sure. So they do need to, first off, contact us and let us know that their dogs may be a candidate, and we go through the pre-screening process with them. So that's the first thing. And then if they do qualify on the pre-screening, we have them come in for a screening visit where there's more detailed information taken down on their history, how long they've had arthritis or pain, and there are criteria for that, because we definitely want these dogs to have had an arthritic condition and as well not have any changes to certain medications. There are some that are not allowed, such as steroids, but they do have to be on the same medications. We don't want them changing that. as well as foods. A lot of foods will contain supplements and additives and things. So we don't want there to be major changes there, or it too can change the outcome. And we want to make sure that the stem cells are actually doing their job, I guess, in the end. Next, the owners do need to come in for a follow-up visit at 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months of the study, as well as take a phone call from a from the company as well to make sure that there's no problem seen, and there's some questions that are asked on the phone as well on two different occasions.
And Amanda, the owners get paid? How can you guys afford that?
Well, we're very lucky that we have some great investors who believe in us, and so we can afford to do that. But yeah, the owners do receive a $400 stipend at the very end of the study, at the 1 year mark, if they've followed all the rules and the requirements. So they need to keep their dogs on, you know, as Dr. McGinnis mentioned, their stable medications. They fill out some questionnaires at every visit, and they also keep a diary between visits and write down anything that has changed with their dog and anything like that. So if they've done all those things, they've met the requirements, they've done all their visits, they've taken all their phone calls, then they get $400 at the end of the study.
So a couple seconds left here. When is the end date? When do you get to look at the information you got and begin to collate the data and figure out what the results were?
We're at about 450 dogs enrolled since March. We are looking to enroll a total of 600. Mm-hmm. So we're thinking that by February or March we'll be completely enrolled, and that's when the fun starts.
Okay. We will check back with you then. Amanda Riley is the operations manager at Animal Cell Therapies, developing stem cell therapies for dogs. Doug McGinnis is a veterinarian at the Westridge Animal Hospital in Klamath Falls and is taking part in the study. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.